Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Okay, back on the air on the Good Day program. You're just joining us. Welcome into a discussion of the issues of the day, the events of the day. It's Father's Day, so I have some tips. Hopefully I get to those. What else do we have? Well, we have a discussion of the issues. How could I forget? Jennifer Horn is here. Molly Page is here.
Yay.
Ken Kessler is here.
Hooray!
Hooray! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! All right, so the portrait of this suspect, this fellow who shot those nine people in the black church, several different angles on that. Let's get some of the facts from Molly, the nuance of the family, maybe. Which apparently we don't know a whole lot about because the family, well, the uncle's talking, right? The parents are not talking.
We have not heard from the parents yet. What we know is that Dylan Roof has confessed to authorities and that in that confession he said that he wants to start a race war, which is why he did this. He was caught about 250 miles from the scene of the crime, and it was just a citizen who had pulled up behind him, thought that something was unusual, that maybe he matched the description of the shooter, called police. He was taken into custody and did not fight extradition, put on a plane, and flown back. There is a court date for him today. There are different reports. One had indicated, and law enforcement officials had said, that his father had given him this 45 caliber handgun for his birthday. Now there are reports to CNN from two law enforcement officials that he actually purchased the gun himself last April from a Charleston gun store. How he got it, whether it was registered, whether he got it legally.
He bought it legally. If they found it, he bought it at the Charleston store. They must have found a bill or a receipt, or the fellow who runs the store recognized the guy and he came forward, but somehow or other they wouldn't. We'd hope that that information wouldn't become public without there being some proof as to its reality.
Yeah, and so many people are talking about, well, what about background checks? This guy has had run-ins with the law for drugs, things like that. And you just look at him and you can see there's crazy there, whether it's a legal defense or not.
He's got that look that the guy in Aurora had, that the Sandy Hook guy had.
He has the same look as Sandy Hook. Yeah. Yeah.
They have this, and they all have the same thing going on. Mm-hmm. Young, white, 20-something men who've been passed through the system. And it's just, this has got to stop. I mean, I know that we always want to talk about fixing problems like this, but until we start dealing with the mentally ill, until we start, we talk about looking at Muslims at the airport, why aren't we looking at these guys as we're passing them through the school system? I mean, it's
guidance counselor budgets have been cut by state and federal officials because it costs too much money to have guidance. The best thing that ever happened to me when I was in school was having a guidance counselor who actually took an interest in me, knew who I was, and was there to discuss whether it was school, whether it was home, whether it was where I was going to college. Spent time, I think we had one session a month with a guidance counselor, and they were very good at directing us, at least this woman that I had for 4 years while I was in high school, same woman, was very good at directing us to solutions to problems or finding somebody who could help us solve the problems. And for heaven's sake, this was back in the 60s. So if it existed then, why can't it exist now? We got all these special ed people in the town where I live. They spend $300,000 a year on one student. I'm not saying that student doesn't deserve some consideration, but what else could we be using those resources for and perhaps not go to $300,000 for whatever this one person needs? Is it the good for the good of the many versus the good of the few? All of these things ought to be part of the conversation, shouldn't they?
I think you're right, and I think that, you know, mental illness is such a problem that is not attractive. It's not something that people want to talk about. It's not a glamorous problem.
It starts with the antisocial behavior. We all knew people when we were in school who were antisocial, who didn't get along. But there are more of them now because of the state of technology. There are more people who can distance themselves from connecting to people in their real life.
People just say, oh, he's a video game geek or something like that. But that's
nothing
there's
healthy
a fine
in
difference.
That.
Yeah, and I think the parents don't want to ever acknowledge that there's anything wrong with their kid. I mean, I get that, but I think we need to start empowering teachers and not punishing them if they notice that there's a problem to be able to flag it and say something.
Who are these guys' friends? This guy's friends. I mean, his friends have come out and said, "Oh yeah, it's known that he was a racist, that he had this gun, and that he talked about race wars and how much he hated black people." Why were they still his friends?
I also want to know where that comes from, whether you're going to find it out from his parents who are not talking. What did the uncle have to say, other than he should be punished for what he did? Anything else come out of him?
That's all I've seen, is that he said that he should have to pay for what he did.
Right. All right, Molly, you were saying?
They are going to seek the death penalty for him.
As well they ought to. Yeah. I don't like the death. I mean, I say this all the time, but it seems every time this stuff comes up now, I say, oh, yeah, let's fry him. Because of these heinous...
What else are you going to do? There's, you know, the jail is set up to change people's behaviors and release them into society as productive members.
Mm. I don't think that's how it's set up.
No.
It's supposed to be the idea behind it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not going to ever rehabilitate someone like this who goes in and... I mean, this is just pure evil.
I just had a thought.
Really?
Well, let's go home.
Whoa.
Let it out, Doug.
Okay.
Don't hold it in.
All right. Jennifer, earlier this morning, for the benefit of those who may not have heard, you can listen to it on hour number 4 if you want to replay from the archives at DougStephan.com. It says previously aired shows and the date, and then you pick an hour. So I was talking about not necessarily just the private prison system, but how many escapees, right at the moment, there are 130 escapees at large that are being tracked by the system at the cost of millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars a day. It's already cost, what is it, $4 million a day to chase these two birds around that escaped from New York?
No, just $1 million.
Oh, $1 million, excuse me. Yeah. $1 million
they had a group
a day.
On.
Right. They had a group on discount for surveillance. The idea that we have the last 3 years, 2,000 people have escaped from jails. I'm thinking that maybe there's something more to this, that the prison itself can't handle some of these really bad dudes, so they allow them to escape and just, we can't handle these guys, figure out a way to get them out of here. What do you think of that for a prospect?
Well, the privately owned prisons make money off this system. There are 66 facilities owned and operated by one company, Corrections Corporations of America, and that's a privately run prison. So that's one of the, when they're talking about prison reform, that's one of the things, that they're making money off this. They're not actually reforming.
Well, the other side of it is, I don't know whether they're reforming or they aren't reforming. The way the public runs the prison systems is disgraceful. And, I mean, again, how many people are out of jail, have escaped in the last 3 years? Is this part of a plan to get rid of the hardcore prisoners that can't be taken care of? Just figure out a way to let them get out. If they're really hardcore, why don't they put them in a box and leave them there? There are all of these questions.
Because that's torture?
Well, it may be torture, but you know what? If this kid gets thrown in a box for the rest of his life, it wouldn't bother me a bit.
I'd want to find out more about why he's so crazy.
Well, I would like to find that out, too. And that's also part of it. That's a good point. We tend to go after all these people and think that we can treat them or handle them in some sort of sane way, when in fact they are insane.
And sometimes people are just nuts.
Yep,
you know,
they are.
And we try to justify why it could happen, and sometimes people are just crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's true, but if we can learn.
It's so hard for us to understand how somebody could be like this. You want there to be some kind of solution, something tangible that you can grab. This happened, and that made him do it.
How many of us
are
that close to being crazy at some point in time? I can tell you, I can go back last 4 or 5 years, and I could give you 2 or 3 times when so crazy that
the
I was insane.
The last couple of weeks, I've been close to snapping because I've just had so much on my plate. It's like, and you go, okay, what if I am driving my car and I just decide to press the gas and just go? I mean, it is, you're right, but I mean, I think the sane person can realize that. I think the actual crazy
person. You bring yourself back around.
Doesn't.
I remember running out of gas, completely my fault, on a highway in New Mexico in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
And fortunately, I was towing a car that had gas in it, so I got the car off of the tow, went and got gas and came back and fueled up the truck. But it was cold, it was dark, it was horrible, and I dropped the gas can, and I got so angry, I kicked the can across the road, I hit the back of the truck, I just went bananas.
And then, it feels good to do that, though. I mean, you have to. You have to let it out. Oh. Okay, but before we move on from this mental illness thing, how many of you have heard that in the media, when the media is covering this on the news, they're like, there's no word if there's a link to mental illness.
Oh,
he walked into a church and took out 9 people. Yeah. How much more evidence
that shows you the stupidity of the average person who supposedly is a news reporter.
What?
What
normal person does that?
Well, and that's the tricky part of the legally insane defense. Was he sane at the time of the shooting? How can you do that and be sane?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right? So it's an argument.
Yeah. Let's let him off so we can do it again as another.
They're arguing with that in the James Holmes situation as well.
Yeah.
I love Ronald Reagan, but there was a real problem when we got rid of mental institutions. We should have corrected them. Well, I know there was a lot of gross stuff.
Michael Dukakis, who was the governor of Massachusetts, shut them all down in Massachusetts, and what a catastrophe that was.
18 at the hour. On that.
Say who's your what?
Oh, I just said I couldn't agree with you guys more on that. I think that's the biggest problem.
All right, write that down. Molly Page agrees.
Yes,
with
we
both
got her,
you and Jennifer.
19 after on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Would you like to own a piece of American history? GovPlanet, part of the Iron Planet family and a leader in online auctions of government and military surplus equipment, has auctions every Wednesday at govplanet.com. Buy Humvees, cargo trucks, LMTVs, and more. At GovPlanet, vehicles are thoroughly inspected and guaranteed by Iron Planet's ironclad assurance. GovPlanet's first ever Humvee sale is online next Wednesday, June 24th. An unparalleled selection of off-road 4x4 Humvees at some of the lowest prices ever seen. Tons of previously deployed Humvees throughout the U.S. for this special GovPlanet sale next Wednesday. With these Humvees, no demil is needed. They're ready for off-road use. Don't miss GovPlanet's, that's G-O-V Planet's Humvee sale going on next Wednesday, June 24th. Preview items, see photos, browse inventory, and bid on the items you want right from your mobile device. Just text the word Doug to 511-511. Registration on GovPlanet.com is free. Text the word Doug to 511-511 to see all of the items.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Terminator. All right, so the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com comes from Arnold to raise money for a particular charity. Arnold went undercover as his Terminator character, interacting with people on the street in front of Madame Tussauds wax museum. Isn't that on, is that on Hollywood or is that on Sunset? It's on Sunset, isn't it?
Sunset.
Okay. So he told after...
Oh, no, it's on Hollywood. Hollywood and Vine.
Is it Hollywood? It was in that corner someplace. I couldn't remember which block it was on. Anyway, everybody who donates to this cause gets a chance to go to the premiere of the new Terminator movie with Arnold. So what I want you to do is listen to the audio, but you got to see the video because it's so classic Arnold. But here we got to have a little fun with this. So here's some of the audio from the video of the day featuring Arnold.
Let me do one of the jobs. What's the matter?
So now, if you're watching the video, you're seeing him getting made up. Where they're putting the scars and stuff on him. So he looks like the Terminator.
Boom, boom, boom. He's having fun with this.
Oh, yeah.
They do much better than
me. Come with me if you want to live.
Where was this video
scene? I'm looking for sunglasses. Would this protect from shotgun blasts?
Probably not.
He just walked into a sunglasses shop.
I think they're sizzling.
Hey. Yeah, what are people looking for?
Who are you?
I'm the Terminator.
Who are you?
I'm the Terminator. I'm the T-800. Cybernetic organism. Human tissue of a metal endoskeleton.
Please don't bump my selfie stick. Get out.
This He's this truck driver, and he tells him to get out.
Just
and then
joking.
The guy starts to really get out.
With this Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is my line. I'll be back.
All right, anyway, so the video of the day is one of those classics that you kind of, it's worth a couple of minutes. Just have some fun, whether you're having your Cheerios at the moment or lunch, whenever. Don't read it. I mean, don't look at it in your car, but other than that, it's very cool. Yesterday's video of the day, as a matter of fact, speaking of cool, it came from the folks at NASA. Their first 4K ultra high definition video, which provides an unprecedented look at what it's like to live and work aboard the International Space Station. So if you want to know or feel, or I think that's what this is all about. And you can, by the way, if you go, when you're in Florida and you go to Disney, you got to go over to the Space Center. It only takes like 35 minutes to drive over there down the B-line, and it is so much fun. And it's educational, it's instructional. The kids may say, but once they get over there and you, all of you, experience what goes on there, they'll be fascinated with it. More youngsters are turned towards science because they took a trip over to the space station than almost any other thing that goes on in our society. And it's much better there than it is in Houston. Houston's okay, but at the Johnson
Center. Houston, they have a problem.
No, really? I almost forgot that. All right, check out our videos of the day. We put them there as a public service, but also for fun, so that you'll have just a different perspective on one of the stories of the day that we may not have a lot of time to talk about here on the day. 28 after the hour right now.
This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on call, keeping healthy without that dreaded copay. Doctors now live in the world of patient satisfaction scores. If you're unhappy with your visit, you can ding us with a bad review. But did you know your doctor rates you? And this is how. Level 1, your attitude is, my doctor, he's in charge of my health. Level 2, I could be doing more. Level 3, I'm part of my healthcare team. Level 4, I am my own advocate. The higher level you score, the better you do health-wise, and your health bills are cheaper. And it's not that difficult to go from level 1 to 2 or 2 to 4. So here's why I'm telling you this. We live in the age of chronic disease, meaning you have to understand the basics of your disease, what it is, what to do in the flare-up. In other words, you and you alone are in charge of your health, not your mama. Not your wife, not your husband, not your doctor, you. This is a medical minute from Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring, and we've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents, 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $1.59, plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Good day program. Jennifer Horn and Molly are Molly Page. I get used to saying just Jennifer and Molly, and that's not fair to the audience because some of the people who are new. Well, no, because a lot of people don't know. First of all, they have a hard time distinguishing voices. Some people can't tell mine from Richie's, if you can imagine that. Really? Most everybody can tell Kenny's, and sometimes the ladies are confused, so I want everybody to know there is Molly Page over here and Jennifer Horn over there, Kenny Kessler, Doug. And the real focus here, it seems to me, as we wrap up the week, is on the situation in Washington. One of the things, anyway, certainly the shoot-up is a big one. But Supreme Court came down on a couple of decisions. This first one, Molly, is quite important, I think, anyway. What did they say?
I do as well. The Supreme Court said yesterday they ruled that a state can prevent you from putting certain things on your license plate. And it stems from a group that had sued Texas for rejecting a license plate design featuring the Confederate flag, arguing that the flag shows Southern pride and it should be allowed because it's free speech. Texas said it shouldn't be allowed because, hello, it's offensive.
The people who had said, let's have it, is Southern, is a display of Southern pride. That means in South Carolina, where they have the flag, the Confederate flag at half staff today because of the shootout at the church. That's pride. I'm glad I don't live in South Carolina. Those of you who live there, sorry if you're offended, but you got to have somebody's got to adjust your toilet paper. Anyway, go ahead.
There's a lot of debate about that right now. So the Supreme Court in this case sided with Texas, saying that the state license plates are government speech, which is different from private speech. So the license plate doesn't get First Amendment treatment.
Okay, state versus private. All right.
Jennifer. And it should be noted that the guy who did the shooting at the church in South Carolina had Confederate plates on his car.
Okay. Let's see. Kenny, what's the other ruling that they came down on?
The other one is from Arizona. It's a First Amendment issue for the town of Gilbert, who had a code restricting religious signs. They said that religious signs could only be 6 square feet, but political signs could be 32 square feet.
That's what the Supreme Court said?
No, the Supreme Court said that that was a violation of freedom of speech and there should be no distinction.
No distinction between politics and religion. Hoo-ha!
A sign is a sign.
All right, 36 past the hour now. Where are our pals from My Cool Inventions? They must be hanging. They're lurking about because they do that well. Lurking. John Creamins, we got ACOS with us today, too?
Yes.
All right, let's go. So,
what was that? You sound like you were looking at a starship somewhere.
No, what we have to do is, and I don't want to do my laundry in public here, but we have to have a better, we have to do better at actually being able to hear you when we get started instead of people fussing around with whatever's going on in the controls. Let's go, because we only have a limited amount of time and there's big stuff going on. This week we had 4 really good presentations. I think we all agreed on that. So what we're going to do here is review all of them, and then ACOS is going to tell us what happens to you as you move up the ladder, as you go up the rungs of success.
You're gonna
being
hate this.
Exposed at My Cool Inventions. Yeah,
he got called on the air at 8.
Oh, he's not. Well, so you're going to do it then.
He is really on the air at 9 o'clock.
All right, so that didn't help us. You're going to help us understand
I will do
what comes up next after these people get 94% seem to be the leader. How did Tiffany Ward
get the big announcement, yesterday? Too. We just released the big announcement yesterday, too.
All right,
so
we
can tell
that.
You a lot what's going to happen, yeah.
All right, so Tiffany did what percentage-wise?
Oh, she was good.
She was.
We really loved her, and actually finding out that she used to work for Diane Gilman, who's a big designer that is one of HSN's head designers.
Oh, really?
For women's fashion.
Yeah.
I've known Diane for, I don't know, many, many, many years. But she did 92%. I thought
92%.
Yeah,
okay,
she
won. No, wait a minute. No, Anthony Carey won. All right. Yeah. So we're going to present to you all 4 of the pitches from this week, in case you didn't hear them. The idea is to, there are 2 things here, at least maybe 3. One, so that you hear how people are thinking, what new businesses are being developed, what ideas are being pushed through by people like us who want to encourage the entrepreneurial dream, the American dream. And so we, at My Cool Inventions, ask you, if you have an idea, to submit it. The boys in Florida will go through, vet the ideas, and if they feel that it will be a good thing, they'll bring you on the air, and you get to tell your story here, and then we give you 60 seconds for a pitch so that people can really know what it is, because this is all the time most people have for understanding what it is that's out there. What do I want to buy? Do you give 60 seconds to these people so you can see if this is something? I'll tell you, I was swayed with the first one. Rick Medlin has what's called a garage skins. Listen to this pitch.
You guys want to make your house look absolutely stunning, be the talk of the neighborhood? Check out GarageSkins.com to see our beautiful new way to make your garage door look like a work of art. These panels come directly to your door. We ship directly to you. You just open the box, take them out, snap them directly to your metal garage door, and it just turns it into an absolutely beautiful carriage house style solid wood garage door. How do we do it? They're very, very lightweight wood veneers that are attached to foam core, and we put magnets inside of it just to make it very easy to install. The system is a DIY kit. They cost about $1,100, and we'll be launching later on this year, actually. They come directly to your door. You don't have to go to a store and buy them or anything like that. Open up the box, take them out in order, and just snap them right on. You'll be amazed at how the garage skins product will transform the outside of your house. And please go to Michael Inventions to give us a thumbs up, or text to 22333 to give us that thumbs up. Thank you very much.
All right, so that was Rick Medlin, got 87% thumbs up. The voting goes on each day. There is a contestant until noontime, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
Until noontime. John Creamins is here from My Cool Inventions. He puts a lot of this information together, and so it all sounds like it makes sense. The garage skins thing was a great idea. No goop, no glue needed. I like that.
Yeah, it was all magnetic. Just based on all the metal garage doors in America, and there's millions of them.
Yeah.
You just want to update the look of your house, but you don't want to, go out and buy a new garage door. Mm-hmm. These beautiful, ornate garage doors, you can buy them for about 10 to 20 grand.
Yeah.
You can actually create one for less than $1,000.
There you go.
Because of the panels.
Next contestant on Tuesday was Brock Kuchinka. who has a cell line. 76% thumbs up. Listen to the description of this product.
Okay, I've got two questions for you. One, where do you put your phone when you sleep? And two, how annoying is it to pick up your charging cord off the floor? That's why we invented the holding cell. The holding cell is a device for your phone while you're in bed. The holding cell is easy to use. Just slide it between the mattress and the box spring and adjust the viewing angle to your preference. It provides you great visibility and very convenient access without searching around your nightstand. And it works with any phone. The best part is the charging cord holder, so it's never on the floor and you know right where it is. Lastly, the holding cell converts to attach to any wall, so it's perfect for kitchens, dorms, hospitals, and it works good with baby monitors. Only $19.95 and be available at myholdingcell.com. The holding cell, the whole cell phone holder for your bed and everywhere else.
This guy's company is called Breakout. I heard that the two escapees from the New York prison were had gone for that. They're looking for that web domain, and this guy's already got it. So
yeah, give me the holding cell and the product.
I wonder if there's any truth to the fact that they had the holding cell as well. All right, so that's the Tuesday presenter with one. That item was well described, I thought. Number three on Wednesday, Anthony Carey had something that was very practical. I thought this was practical for exercisers. Listen to his pitch.
Sitting is the new smoking. Just pick up any newspaper and you can read about the many health hazards. But what if we make sitting productive? Movement is life, and the PFit is an exercise device that can help keep us healthy doing something most people do for up to 10 hours a day. Place your PFit on any standard chair, and the padded motion allows for a controlled, dynamic sitting experience that provides benefits to the lower back, hips, core, and pelvic floor. Keep blood and oxygen moving to all the important parts of your body and feel good doing it. The PFit responds to any subtle shift in your weight and requires no batteries or electricity. The patented design allows the PFit platform to tilt, slide, and rotate all at the same time at just the right amount. Use your PFit in the office to improve ergonomics, at home for exercise, or in the nursery to help after pregnancy. Can't get your kids to sit still? Good. Put them on a PFit. To learn more about the PFit, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/PFitStrong. And please visit mycoolinventions.com.
What's good about not getting your kid to sit still?
Yeah. Hey, but very strong pitch.
And no, it's a great pitch.
Actually, a very good invention.
Yeah.
Something that we're very interested in, only because of the fact that not only just price point, but really how many people in America today
can use it. Oh, yeah. It's universal. Yeah.
Over the last week, like I sit in my chair all day doing computer stuff.
Yeah. You need to get out and get a little exercise.
Editing, yeah.
Come on. All right. Tiffany Ward presented on, what was it, Thursday? Yes. This is a beach towel that has bling on it. So Molly and Jennifer were all over this. She did a great job presenting. She did not win for the week. The last presentation from Mr. Carey was the winner, but Tiffany came close with her Dream Rocks beach towel.
DreamWalks.com. Celebrity rock style towels. A DreamWalks shines bright like a diamond. Take a second. Gently close your eyes. Imagine going to your favorite artist's concert. They are dripping with sweat as they are performing their greatest hits on stage. The artist interrupts the crowd, putting on an old, stained, milky white towel to wipe his head of sweat. There's no rock style in that. Solution? A DreamWalks celebrity rock style towels. It has glistening glam, bling fabulously on stage. Looks cool on camera, under light, and yes, they are functional. The crowd loves the celebrity rock style towels. It blings up the stage, brightens up the night, and they can afford one too, starting at $18. Want more? Ladies, close your eyes. Imagine yourself. Men, imagine a beautiful woman stepping out of the clear blue water onto the pool deck of the bright white sand as she reaches for her amazingly sparkling, blinged out, a dream rock celebrity rock style.
100%.
Wow, it's like glistening glam. The sun catches every sparkle. You are the celebrity on the beach or the poolside.
100%.
God, a dream rock now has rock style swimsuit.
She was good.
She was good.
Well, I went to her website, and not only does she have these towels, but what she was saying at the end is she has these swimsuits as well that are all bedazzled up. It's really, really cool.
Bling City. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we have these four. There's a new deal between the folks at My Cool Inventions and HSN. Give us a few seconds on how this is going to work.
Matter of fact, we just announced yesterday that it's going to get the big news over the weekend that we are now in an innovation partnership with the Home Home Shopping Network, HSN, meaning that we're going to have a contest coming up called Genesis, and every single one of the inventors will get a chance if they go through the process. And that means being voted on by America, having their invention tested by our invention testers in the Da Vinci Club, and then going through our board program. By the time it's all done, about every 3 to 4 months, we'll have somebody that wins the Genesis contest and goes live on HSN.
To sell their product.
Yes.
So that's the, in essence, that's the prize.
Yeah, it's
you win the access to HSN to sell your product. That's a pretty good deal. Check all of it out. Submit your idea at mycoolinventions.com. It's 46 past now on Good Day.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Everybody has heard of the bucket list, right? Now there's something called the thank list, created by American Greetings. As Father's Day approaches, this project encourages thankfulness towards the loved ones that helped shape our lives. Here's Ron Prince, cancer survivor and proud father of three, on why the thank list project was the perfect way to thank his number one hero, his dad.
The thank list is an avenue in which American Greetings created the thanklist.com, where I was able to go and upload a video to express to my father my gratitude and my thankfulness for him. Not only was he there for me during the times when I had cancer as a child and told that I would likely not make it out of my teenage years, but through his life he modeled and showed me specifically what it is to be a man. That it's about taking care of my family, it's about raising my children, it's about making all the sacrifices in life that I need to make to really work hard to make this world a much nicer and caring place.
Make gratitude a priority this Father's Day and visit thankless.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
As a farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, broadcaster. She's Jennifer Horn, broadcaster, wine taster. There's Molly, who is Molly Page is a broadcaster, news person, lover of dogs. Ken Kessler is a man who loves to know what's going on in the world. Also is a good father. We'll spend time with his family this weekend. So I'm just describing a little bit who we are and what we are. So as I describe myself as a broadcaster and a farmer, I have credibility. What is it? They call it, Jennifer, street cred. They would say it that way. Street cred.
You have field cred.
I do. When it comes to talking about pollution and tractors and trucks. So when I see that the administration is unveiling draft regulations to cut carbon pollution from trucks, I wonder what really the message is here. There is a problem with trucks who have injectors that are not functioning properly. Whenever you see a truck or a tractor or a diesel locomotive that is spewing black smoke, it is because the engine is not properly regulated. That is, the injectors or the fuel pump is misaligned or not operating properly, so it's not burning the fuel completely, and thus what you get, the smoke that comes out, is actually unburnt fuel. And so what they're trying to figure out is a way to fix that problem, which doesn't require an act of Congress or an act of God. All it does is require good maintenance. And if we would educate people or somehow or other, instead of spending all this time and all this money to go around and around, all they have to do is take these injectors or the injector pump and make sure they're operating completely. So you have we have DOT inspections of trucks all the time. So how come as part of the inspection they don't just look? I know they stick a tailpipe a measuring stick up the tailpipe of a car, but they don't do it for diesel because it's a different type of measuring. But that's the way to fix the problem. You have to have regulations and administration with new policy, blah blah blah.
Just they make call you the next day.
Clean up. Right after. Oh, nice. All right. I made my point. Excuse me. And quite well, if I do say so myself. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Sparkling Diamonds, Nicole Kidman. Maybe this is where she got introduced to singing before she met Kurt. What's her husband's name? Jennifer. Where'd Jennifer go? Keith Urban. Shouldn't you be around and down there? Right, I can't hear half the people who are here, but at any rate, let's get to...
I can hear you. That's the most important thing.
Yes. Yeah. Nicole Kidman and the cast of Sparkling... the cast of Moulin Rouge singing Sparkling Diamonds. Nicole Kidman is 48 today. This movie was big during 2001. So that's how we get started. Movie music brings us into movie moments here on the Good Day program. And we move to our contest before we get a list of the movies that are coming out this weekend. Let's do our contest to get a qualifier for the spa package at Sundara Inn. You'll be able to have a romantic dinner each night, complimentary breakfast. You get turned down service, your choice of all kinds of gift certificates. So to qualify for the drawing on June 3rd, you got to identify the movie of the day. We have three clips. Here's the first one.
My dream, and I hope you don't find this too crazy, is that I would like the people of this community to feel that if, God forbid, there were a fire, calling the fire department would actually be a wise thing to do.
Wise.
That's a great movie.
Who is that, and what is this movie? 888-302-3684. That's your focus for the moment. Here's the next clue.
Flat-faced, flat-nosed, flat-head.
Huh. Sounds like he belongs in South Carolina. Did I just say that?
Oh, Dougie.
Next clip.
Start with obvious. Excuse me, is that your nose or did a bus park on your face? Commercial. Ah, Emerald Shab, and I can paint that nose for $39.95. A lot. Everybody. He's got the whole world.
All right, and he's got the whole world in his nose. 888-302-3684. Identify the movie, qualify for the drawing, and in a moment we'll give you the rundown of what's coming out this weekend, what's new at the box office, what would be a good bet for you to spend some time on. That story and the information up next on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, on Good Day, Jim calls from Kennewick, Washington, to guess the name of the movie. Go ahead, Jim.
The Jerk?
That's a great guess because it has the same star, but that's not the right answer. Jenny's in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you. What's the name of the movie?
Roxanne?
Roxanne, correct. So you qualify for our drawing to the Sundara Spa. We'll have the drawing on July 3rd. I wish you well. Hold on just a second. Carol will get all the information that's appropriate from you. Meanwhile, Jennifer's got a list of all the movies. It was two of them, I think, this weekend, right?
I actually had to ask Ken because, you know, there are about eight movies that are being released this weekend, but, you know, usually only one or two of them are going to be the big hits. And yep. I had to ask Ken which ones. Inside Out is one of them. That's an animated movie, it looks like. And then Manglehorn with Al Pacino. That's coming out as well. And an honorable mention to Dope.
What's Manglehorn about? Anybody know?
Ken?
Al Pacino stars, it says here, as an eccentric small-town locksmith who is trying to start his life over again.
Is he trying to start his career over again? After
he tries to come to terms with the past crime that cost him the love of his life.
Well, maybe that's a good thing
Holly
to see.
Hunter.
Holly Hunter.
Oh, she's been around for a long time. That'd be good. What was that Donnie movie that was out about 5-6 months ago that was quite good? Didn't do that well at the box office. Good story. Al Pacino starred in that as well. This is the anniversary of the X-Files movie opening on this date, 1998. We all know how well that did. Grossed $30 million in the first 3 days. Another one, I think, is in the works. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855 855- 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.